The indictment also paints the president's son as a sophisticated tax cheat, alleging that years after his drug use, he had his accountants categorize his past spending on debauchery as legitimate business expenses.
No comment from the White House. Hunter Biden's attorney said this is a political prosecution. For the first time since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's been hit by a rocket attack. Nobody was hurt. A senior State Department official said Secretary of State Blinken told Israel's Minister of Strategic Affairs civilian casualties are too high. And the Labor Department's November jobs report comes out this morning. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Both the Ice Age and North Country National Scenic Trails in Wisconsin are being designated parks under the National Park System. The Ice Age Trail is around 1,200 miles long, running from Polk County to Door County. The North Country National Scenic Trail is around 4,800 miles and crosses through eight states. Senator Tammy Baldwin has been calling for the designation for nearly a decade, and Thursday's announcement drew bipartisan support. Republican banking mogul Eric Hovde will challenge U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. That's what National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Steve Daines tells the Journal Sentinel. Hovde himself declined a chance to comment Wednesday night. Hovde is widely considered the most viable of the Republicans in the race. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team will take on the number one ranked team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats, tomorrow at 2:15 in Tucson. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd after beating Marquette and Michigan State. The Badgers women's volleyball team now in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin with a win over Penn State 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are coming home after losing to the Pacers 128-119 in the in-season tournament. Giannis had 37 points and 10 rebounds. He talked about the tournament's format finally making it to America.
It was kind of strange when I came around here 10 years ago that the NBA wasn't doing that. It was only the championship. But I think just brings a lot of meaning, you know, to the games. And you play a game like this at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. here, 4 p.m. Milwaukee. So it's around 10 p.m. in Greece. Like, if people stay up and watch the game.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy skies
today
with highs around 44. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 40.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Zone. If she's not milking the cows, she's talking about them. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to keep those cows and calves happy when you've got weather like we're enjoying around Wisconsin. Welcome to a Friday morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke inviting you to come on in. Oh, I think I almost had to pinch myself yesterday that I was enjoying temperatures where I almost didn't need my jacket yesterday, and it's even better today. Maybe not quite as much sunshine today, but we'll top out around 54 degrees. Now, be mindful, if you're headed to the Wisconsin Farmers Union Convention tonight, there might be a little changeover to rain this evening into Saturday morning. Tomorrow's highs around 44. Sunday partly cloudy, back to normal temperatures and 33. But then again next week, a lot of sunshine, not as warm, but still not bad. Monday 38, Tuesday 36, Wednesday 38, and we're back to the 40s by the end of next week. We'll see if Stumacher, ag meteorologist, is working off the same playbook. We'll talk with him in about 15 minutes. It's a Friday. That means we're also recognizing another one of our farm families from across the state that have held their farm in the family for 100 or 150 years. This time around, going to Sheboygan County and the Prangy family. Very interesting. The early adopters in the Prangy family and the story they have to tell. Stick around. It's all on the way.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Celebrate our century and sesquicentennial farms across Wisconsin. There is a growing list of farms that have been family-owned or operated for over 100 or 150 years. You can find out about them all year long thanks to our friends at Compeer Financial. Meet the families, hear their stories, and take a trip down memory lane by logging onto MidwestFarmReport.com. New farms are featured each Friday on our morning show. Celebrate century and sesquicentennial farms with the Midwest Farm Report.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
When you think of tools on the farm, you may think of tractors, robotic milkers, or even a fence post driver. Well, add prenup to the list. That's right, a prenuptial agreement can be a tool to protect the farm's legacy. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Attorney Troy Schneider joins us out of his law office in Chilton, Wisconsin, and he explains that a prenup can be a tool when the unspeakable happens, like if a marriage is terminated in the event of a death or a divorce. He says the conversation around a prenuptial agreement tends to start out negative, but it doesn't have to.
So basically, a prenuptial agreement is an agreement where between a husband and wife about how you wish to classify your property under Wisconsin's marital property laws. And if you can kind of think about it as three different buckets, and there's a husband bucket, a wife bucket, and a our bucket. And typically in a marital property agreement or prenuptial agreement, you'll address what occurs to those three different buckets upon two different events which cause the termination of a marriage. And those two events really are a divorce and a death. And so that's typically what a marital property agreement would discuss.
I feel like we associate a prenuptial agreement, a prenup, in a negative way, and that it's always a tense conversation. But is that what you usually find?
It can be. I think it starts off that way, but as I educate clients about what exactly what we're doing and why, I think both people feel a little more at ease. And, you know, really what you're doing is you're kind of writing a financial plan for the marriage. And a strong marriage should be about open and honest communication. And one of those things that a good married couple should discuss is finances and having an open and honest communication about that.
And as I kind of prefaced earlier, Troy, it's an appropriate conversation to have in agriculture. Can you tell us how often this topic comes up among your farm clients and why?
You know, very often. And typically, it's because parents have a lot of a farm equity, and they want to bring son or daughter into the farm as a successor, but they're nervous about the successor getting married and a divorce causing a some of that farm equity to leave the farm business. And it's really important in a farm because, you know, farms by their very nature have high assets and low income. And so to have to repurchase those assets if a divorce did occur would be pretty financially devastating for the farm.
So is it primarily a tool then for farm transitions, or is there other family dynamics where you see that this is a tool?
Farm transitions is probably the most common, but it also occurs sometimes if you've got a farm business partner, and I just happened to have a call about this last week where you know, either your business partner's first spouse, either they were divorced or they passed away, and then now there's a second marriage type situation with your business partner. So that's those kind of conversations entail a lot of times about what's a fair division, not only with regard to the farm assets, okay, but also with regard to children from a previous marriage as well too.
Now, I know it's called a prenup, but can you get this type of agreement done after a marriage?
Yes. A marital property can be done either before marriage, like you said, or after marriage, and then it's called a postnup. Both of them are equally as legally enforceable. There's often a practical reason why you would do a prenuptial agreement is because, I don't want to say you lose your leverage, but it kind of deflates it after you. It takes the urgency away from the situation if you wait till after the marriage.
Is the prenup only valid in Wisconsin if you get married in Wisconsin?
Generally, yes. You should do a marital property agreement in accordance with the laws of your state of your residence. And the way the divorce statutes in Wisconsin look are a little bit different than they look in other states. In general, when parties get divorced, there's two different areas. There's property division, and then there's maintenance, or what people sometimes refer to as alimony. And a marital property agreement, again, will address usually those two different topics if the marriage were to end in divorce. And again, in a farm situation, sometimes the maintenance really isn't the big issue. I mean, if son or daughter is getting a wage from the farm, okay, that's something that should be shared and probably should be shared sometime in the future, especially if there's kids born in the marriage. It's really the asset division that's really kind of is the key point with regard to a farm marital property agreement.
And it can cover livestock, it can cover property, it can cover equipment, any assets?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Are all prenups created equal, or are they customizable?
They should be customizable, and they are not all created equal. You know, a lot of times I hear people talk about, well, you know, prenuptial agreements, they're not worth the paper they're written on. That's really not the case. The key is that a bad marital property agreement won't be worth the paper it's written on, but a good marital property agreement will stand up. So I guess the question really becomes, what is a good marital property agreement? A good marital property agreement, it has to be fair upon its execution, okay, and fair upon its terms. And fair upon its execution means that when you're executing the marital property agreement, your spouse needs to have been able to fully review the agreement and is fully aware of the financial situation. And not only actually of your current financial situation, but your future financial situation as well, too. It also, you know, like I said, a good marital property agreement also has to be fair on its terms. And fair on its terms means that given the situation, okay, it really it has to be fair. You can't say, well, I get everything, you get nothing. If there's children born into the marriage, for example, and one spouse was the primary child care giver, you have to recognize that fact in the marital property agreement.
Can you give me a few more maybe specific examples that agriculture in particular needs to think about when writing up their prenup? Any other advice or specific examples you want to give in what's written in that prenup for a farm family?
In the agricultural setting, it's really important that the prenuptial agreement tell the story, okay? And the story is kind of like in the most typical, especially family farms, is, hey, we spent multiple generations acquiring all these assets, okay? And we're not using these assets to sell them. We're looking at these assets to use them to, quite frankly, borrow more money so we can keep expanding and improving the farm. And really telling the story about how it's really important that these assets be available, okay, so that all family members can use them to the betterment of the entire family.
Goodness, Troy, do you ever feel like a family therapist when you've got folks in your office?
I think sometimes our jobs are 90% therapist and 10% law, but they definitely go hand in hand.
What do you recommend for families to have these difficult conversations?
I think the educational aspect is really important, to educate the non-involved spouse about the why, why we're doing it. We don't think you're a bad person. We don't think you're going to get a divorce, but it's just to protect the farm equity, okay, so it can continue to be used by the farm. And especially if there's multiple sibling farms, it's kind of, well, we're not singling you out. This rule kind of applies evenly. And sometimes when we have resistance by a successor's spouse to sign a marital property agreement, it kind of taps the brakes on the farm succession, which is kind of unfortunate because there's a lot of good management reasons and tax reasons why the succession should continue.
Is there anything else you want to leave me with before I let you go?
No, like I said, marital property agreements, I guess, they don't have to be scary. Even though they sound scary, they're not scary, as long as they're well explained and done properly.
If you plan on getting hitched anytime soon, hopefully this conversation doesn't sway your decision, but instead spark some thoughtful discussion. Attorney Troy Schneider giving us a lesson on how prenuptial agreements can be a tool for the farm business. Troy works out of a law office in Chilton, Wisconsin. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Design, create, actuate.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
On a fine as frog's hair Friday morning, I tell you what, folks, you're already out there, and we're in the mid-40s to start off our Friday. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us with our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. You sound like you've been rode hard and put up wet. You sound exhausted.
Yeah, well, there's been a couple of really nice days, and I really got after a couple of projects that I really want to get done before it gets worse.
I don't think that you are alone. I saw a lot of that. I mean, it was crazy, leaf blowers and just everybody trying to capitalize on getting done what we can get done. We were outside grilling yesterday, so I get you. I understand your poop this morning, but boy, you're going to really be dragged out by tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, because I've got to go back to that one project today, you know.
Yeah, well, everybody should have a project today, buddy. It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to absolutely be gorgeous. Sunshine, very, very fine temperatures. Oh, somewhere like, you know, 18 to 20 degrees above normal. 35, pretty much the normal high across southern Wisconsin. And I'm talking that we'll be up in the 50s along with sunshine. It really does sound like a wonderful day is in store. Well, we have to look as well to see that there's a warm front that's pushing up from southwest Wisconsin up into the central part of the state this morning. That warm front pushes a bit further north. Low pressure is strengthening further off to the south. Now, there's no imminent rain, nothing lined up on the Wisconsin border or anything. There are a few scattered rain showers in far north central Minnesota, and there is snow in northern North Dakota as well. But what we expect is going to be another bright and sunny and very fine day for today. But it is later tonight and then into Saturday that rain develops. Some rain showers developing later tonight, lasting into the day Saturday. And we talked about it yesterday. You know, it could be up to a quarter inch, maybe a little bit more, not much more than that. But because of clouds and some of that rainfall, temperatures will be getting a little cooler. In fact, dropping back closer to normal already Saturday, and then most likely a little below normal for Sunday. But by Sunday, it dries out. The sunshine returns, and we hold on to more dry weather with cooler, more normal temperatures on toward Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well next week. Several more dry days. So really, this weekend is our rain chance. Late tonight on into Saturday, not going to amount to a great deal of rainfall. And the one thing that may happen, even though temperatures are pretty mild, before it's all said and done Saturday, some snowflakes may fall. Further north in Wisconsin, snow a little more likely, but for most of us, just a few snowflakes could add in as that rain starts to taper off and ends on Saturday. In fact, later Saturday, some sunshine ought to return, and it still sounds very nice. More of that sunshine around into next week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
All right, buddy, let's talk a little bit more about this weather because it's, again, as we always say, we need to bottle it because it's going to be gone far too quick.
Yeah, it's going to disappear on us, no doubt about that. But another fantastic day, a fair amount of sunshine and some really nice temperatures. And the Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast tells us today, low to mid-50s. Southern Wisconsin, warmest. But even then, La Crosse may still be up around 52 or so. And I'd expect to see a southwest breeze today at about 5 to 15. It's overnight. We have more clouds and some rain develops late in the nighttime. Oh, there could be a snowflake or two. Have no big concerns about that, if you will. We'd fall back into the upper 30s. Maybe a low 40 lingers here or there. Southwest winds will be at 5 to 10. A little rainfall yet early Saturday, partly sunny skies later in the day. Rain amounts probably up to a quarter inch, maybe a little over. That should be the extent of the rain. Still tomorrow, low to mid 40s with the west winds at 5 to 15. Sounding more normal, sunny skies on Sunday, Pam. Probably low to mid 30s, 34 or so warm, which is about normal. The northwest winds 5 to 15. And I look at most of next week being on that dry side.
Okay, I got to go. Stu, we're loving the weather, though. Thanks.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat. And I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org. Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's son Hunter faces 9 new federal criminal charges, including 3 felonies, all related to his alleged failure to pay more than $1.4 million in income tax. More from ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
But beyond specifying his payments to exotic dancers, porn sites, and even a sex club at a low point in his life, the indictment also paints the president's son as a sophisticated tax cheat, alleging that years after his drug use, he had his accountants categorize his past spending on debauchery as legitimate business expenses.
No comment from the White House. Hunter Biden's attorney said this is a political prosecution. For the first time since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has been hit by a rocket attack. Nobody was hurt, a senior State Department official said. Secretary of State Blinken told Israel's Minister of Strategic Affairs civilian casualties are too high. And the Labor Department's November jobs report comes out this morning. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Both the Ice Age and North Country National Scenic Trails in Wisconsin are being designated parks under the National Park System. The Ice Age Trail is around 1,200 miles long, running from Polk County to Door County. The North Country National Scenic Trail is around 4,800 miles and crosses through eight states. Senator Tammy Baldwin has been calling for the designation for nearly a decade, and Thursday's announcement drew bipartisan support. Republican banking mogul Eric Hovde will challenge U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. That's what National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Steve Daines tells the Journal Sentinel. Hovde himself declined a chance to comment Wednesday night. Hovde is widely considered the most viable of the Republicans in the race. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team will take on the number one ranked team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats, tomorrow at 2:15 in Tucson. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd after beating Marquette and Michigan State. The Badgers women's volleyball team now in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin with a win over Penn State 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are coming home after losing to the Pacers 128-119 in the in-season tournament. Giannis had 37 points and 10 rebounds. He talked about the tournament's format finally making it to America.
It was kind of strange when I came around here 10 years ago that the NBA wasn't doing that. It was only the championship. But I think just brings a lot of meaning, you know, to the games. And you play a game like this at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. here, 4 p.m. Milwaukee. So it's around 10 p.m. in Greece. Like, if people stay up and watch the game.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking
cloudy
politics.
Cloudy skies today with eyes around 44. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 40.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
So the clock should have been running, as opposed to the ref calling it, you know, dead clock there before the two interferences.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, again, the theme today, take it all in. You don't get this kind of weather in Wisconsin in the month of December very often, so enjoy it while we've got it. Not as much sunshine necessarily today as we had yesterday, but warmer. 54 our expected high. Then we've got that possible precipitation rolling in tonight into tomorrow. Maybe as much as a half an inch of rain. But the thing is, it's probably going to soak into a not frozen ground. Tomorrow's high is around 44. Sunday, 33. Monday, 38. And then sunshine for the rest of next week. We'll touch out back in the mid-40s by Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke. Tickled to have you along with us on this, the 8th day of December. Well, we talked about it yesterday. Pearl Harbor was attacked yesterday on December 7th. Today, back in 1941, the United States entered World War II. It was completely because of the Japanese Imperial Navy attacking Pearl Harbor. Otherwise, we would have been on the sidelines. U.S. enters World War II on this day back in 1941. Happy birthday to actress Kim Basinger, 69 years young, and now you know. As is our tradition here on the Farm Show, we want to pause and recognize the hardworking farm families all across the state that have managed to keep their farm in the family for 100 or 150 years. Today, Stephanie Hoff takes us to Sheboygan County.
Early adopters. That's one way to describe the Prangy family when it comes to farm technology, crop management, and livestock genetics. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report. Louis Prangy is the third generation on his family's Centennial Farm in Sheboygan County, one of this year's Centennial Farm Award recipients. His grandfather bought the farm in 1910. His father pioneered crop management techniques and forage breeding. But Lewis had a difference of opinion, as it is when you work with family, and he dove into the field of genetics with dairy breeds. We talk about what makes this Centennial Farm so special.
I would say my grandfather had other business interests besides the farm, so probably somewhere in his 30s, he turned the farm over via trust to my father and mother. First thing was, to my chagrin, my father took the registry papers, put them on a shelf, and turned the entire herd into grades. Cows were a means to an end, but he had no interest in them whatsoever. So the herd went from a registered Holstein herd to a grade Holstein herd, and he concentrated more on agricultural practices. I would say early on, perhaps in the late 50s, he built the first harvester silo, which was an oxygen-limiting, you know, storage system, and went on to build a couple of more and actually owned part of and a harvester dealership and went on to promote that technology. But he also promoted a grazing system where, you know, you move the wire morning and night and the cows eat that section and then you move it again. And, of course, he continued to raise certified oat seed and actually competed in competition at the Royal Winter Fair in Toronto, Canada with oats and won his class. But at the same time, you know, we had a self-propelled chopper back in the mid-60s. So that was, again, to maintain a high-quality forage. Also, at about that same time, he became very involved in early no-till planting. I'd say he started doing no-till in the mid-60s and continued on with that for some time.
When we talked about the history of the farm, you took me up until the 80s when you said that's when the farm went to dairy only. Then what happened?
Then, you know, after I took over the farm, the state Holstein summer picnic was held there, and we had open houses and auctions of breeding cattle, you know, and international tours. And during my time, the farm hosted about 150 international students who, you know, learned and trained. And I still have contact with many of them today in various parts of the world. So I went back to the farm in 1974. Couldn't get on very well with my father, so I went and worked for Holstein International, or the international branch of the U.S. Holstein Association. Eventually, in 1976, my brother and I founded a corporation called Elm Park Farms Limited, and we purchased all the personal property and signed a lease for the farm with my mom and dad. About 5 years later, I bought my brother out and ran the farm myself from then, where we concentrated solely on breeding and livestock. And I was part of a syndicate which bought a cow for $80,000 in 1974. And we then, ET, embryo transfer, just started. And we had, I'd say, probably one of the first 10 embryo transfer, you know, operations filled on that cow and later at the farm. And eventually we started producing about 250 to 500 embryo transfer calves a year. And so the business of the farm went from a very diversified farm, including chickens and swine and oats breeding, to a very narrowly focused base of, you know, breeding livestock, marketing livestock internationally specifically, and exporting them internationally.
Elm Park Farms in Sheboygan County got its centennial award from the state of Wisconsin this year. You can find the full conversation with Lewis at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, also check out more centennial and sesquicentennial farm stories, courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Well, great story. Thank you, Stephanie. And thanks to Compeer Financial for making those stories possible. If you want to listen to more of the conversation with Lewis Prangy, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see the tab for the Century Sesquicentennial Farms. And don't forget, they're accepting applications now if your farm qualifies for a Century or Sesquicentennial recognition in 2024. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to $1.59. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny at $1.62.5. The AA butter on Thursday, that was unchanged, settled at $2.67 a pound. Coming up next, 'tis the season for getting together with family. But what about if you don't have family? Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
In your community and around the world.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Are you a member of AARP? Listen, it's not just for those 55 and older anymore these days. Fantastic resources available for anybody, regardless of age. And we're talking about some of those today. I'm Pam Youngke, being joined by Amber Miller. She is the Associate State Director of Community Outreach for AARP right here in Wisconsin. Well, we're into the holiday season now, Amber, and while many of us may look forward to getting together with friends and family, a lot of holiday traditions, the hectic part of gift buying and all that kind of stuff, there's also an element that we want to talk about today, and that is dealing with shorter days, yes, less daylight, the stress of the holidays. And for some folks, maybe the first time they're going through a holiday after losing someone, it can be a dark time for a lot of folks, while some of the rest of us are, you know, celebrating the seasons. Tell me a little bit about what AARP has kind of found out about people in general at this time of the year.
Yeah, and thank you, Pam, so much for, you know, having me on. Of course, yeah, this is, you know, a topic that it's hard to talk about, but also it's, you know, realistic. And holiday grief is real. Isolation and loneliness is real. But I definitely appreciate you having me speak on that. And AARP has really great information on our website regarding holiday grief and how to get through it. So I wanted to just maybe share some of those tips with you today and your listeners, just so then we can just support each other during, you know, this holiday season.
Right, right. And I think sometimes people, Amber, think, well, we're going to be together. That should be correct. Enough. You know, if mom's having a tough time since dad's been gone, we're together. It runs a little bit deeper than that, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, it does. Sometimes you don't want to be near people, and I think we, you know, need to respect that. And a couple of things that AARP shared on the website regarding holiday grief is, and I'll share a couple with you and then point the listeners to the website, is, you know, one thing you want to do is only do what feels right. So, you know, it's up to you which activities and traditions or events that you can handle. And you shouldn't feel obligated to participate in anything that doesn't feel doable. So, you know, create realistic expectations for yourself and others. But above all, be gentle with yourself. Holiday grief, it never gets easier. So whether you unfortunately lost someone this year or many years ago, you know, it's definitely something that you want to work through. And you also want to accept your feelings. So everybody takes, you know, their own path of grief and mourning differently. So you may want to, you know, try to avoid sad feelings. Others will be, you know, very tearful, and some feel bad that they aren't up for enjoying, you know, the traditional holiday festivities, and others feel guilty. But you may just cycle through these feelings throughout the day. So, you know, that's okay. That's normal. And you want to really accept those feelings.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with everything that you just listed there, Amber. One thing that I do want to make people aware of, because they still have time, there is going to be a special online Zoom that deals with some of this on Wednesday, December 13th, starts at 10:30 in the morning Central Time. And, you know, for some folks, not necessarily those that are experiencing the direct loss, but like you said, those family members that are kind of, geez, what do I do? That might be a nice option for them to tap into a collaborative on solutions.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've run into this currently where, you know, my loved one, you know, I'm trying to keep them occupied and try to ensure that they are doing well. But I also have to respect that maybe they just need time to themselves. So definitely one of the things that people want to do is just really find that support. So, you know, talk with your loved ones about your emotions and mental health needs and really just be honest on how you'd like to do things this year. So if you participate in a holiday activity, you know, let people know you may bow out. You may not stay for the whole thing. And if possible, having a friend or family member on standby, you know, for the support, I think is really important. And I do encourage people to, if it's just a lot right now too, you definitely want to reach out to your healthcare professional to talk further about different options.
Yeah. Aside from the resources available at aarp.org, there are other resources, to your point, Amber, that people should have kind of on a short list next to the phone or on their cell phone. Tell them a little bit about some of the other resources they might want to think about tapping into, whether it's you individually that need the help or whether it's a loved one that's trying to help somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is this really great free initiative through AARP, and it's called AARP Friendly Voice. This is free to anybody over the age of 18. You don't have to be a member. And you call and talk to one of our trained volunteers, because as we know, sometimes it's just really great to talk to somebody on the other line. So that could be for the loved one who is grieving or a family member. And then that phone number I just want to give out just super quick is 1-888-281-0145. Once again, AARP Friendly Voice Initiative. And then you also just want to, you could call your local 211. You can reach out to faith-based organization, community centers, senior centers, and also the local ADRC, which stands for Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. They definitely have support groups that may be of interest to you. And maybe it's just something you need short-term or long-term, but that definitely the options are out there in your local community.
Yeah, right. Like you said, everybody's situation is different. How you decide to deal with it's different. But I think you're right, Amber, having the courage to use your voice and say, not this year, not that tradition. And then one other suggestion that AARP wants you to consider is start something new, maybe a new tradition that helps, I guess, maybe flip the page, as it were.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, consider, just doing something different, and whether it's, you know, in remembrance of that person or just new traditions, you know, you just have to do what feels right for you and feel those emotions. And the holidays are really tough, but also we know there's 365 days in the year. So we know that it can be tough year round, but it's just these little things and the support system that can really help you through the holidays.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Amber Miller. She's along with us. She's one of the great staff members of AARP of Wisconsin. She's their Associate State Director of Community Outreach. I always want to remind you, regardless of if you're a member or not, resources are available to all. Just go to aarp.org and you'll find them there. Let's talk a little bit more again, Amber, about, like we said, it's the individual has to try to communicate with family members about what they prefer. And when do we have to be, I guess, concerned, aware, or ready to take action if this this trend of depression goes beyond the holidays? Because winter's long in Wisconsin, you know, kiddo.
Yes. Seasonal depression, of course, is real. Isolation and loneliness is an issue, has been an issue even pre-COVID. But I would definitely say, you know, keep an eye out. And this isn't just for family. It could even be your neighbor. You know, change of pattern. Maybe they, you know, don't return phone calls. You know, definitely isolate for a long period of time. I definitely think that might be a concern. And tapping into those local resources like your 211 or, you know, a healthcare professional, I think would be helpful. But, you know your family member probably better than anybody. And I think the major change of habits might be a red flag.
Right. And like we said, inaction is probably not the way you want to go, especially with so many resources at your fingertips. Let me give you that toll-free number again for the AARP Friendly Voice Service. Like we said, over the age of 18, anybody, regardless of memberships, welcome to tap into that. That's 888-281-0145. And of course, the other state resource is dialing 211. Just make sure that you're taking action, because like I said, Amber, I'm thinking that ignoring things, let's not talk about it, that's probably not the healthiest way to deal with grief during the holiday.
Yeah, it's hard. Like you said before, Pam, everybody's a little different, and you know, some people want to talk about it and reflect and have those really positive moments, and some people don't want to do that, and we just have to make sure we support one another. It's lonely during the holidays for a lot of people, so ensuring that you're supporting not just your family members and your loved ones, but also your neighbors.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I think, me, for example, how many people do you know out there that you, guess might be alone on the holidays? Have you thought about inviting them in, even for just an hour or so, something like that? You don't have to impose, but making the effort can be all the difference. Amber Miller along with us. Again, she is our Associate State Director of Community Outreach, a heavy subject, but one that we definitely need to be bringing up, dealing with grief during the holiday season. Every family impacted just a little differently, every individual reacting just a little differently, but AARP has resources available for all. AARP.org. That AARP Friendly Voice Service, free and open to all age 18 and up, 888-281-0145. Or as always, you need help now, dial 211. Amber Miller along with us, Associate State Director of Community Outreach for AARP of Wisconsin. I'm Pam Jahnke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Not all food retailers place a priority on the sustainability of the products they sell. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. I've featured George Crave in the show the past 2 days. He and his brothers and many of their family members operate Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo, Wisconsin. The company sells to buyers all over the country. And, says George, many of them appreciate the sustainability efforts of the company. Many, but not all.
Other people still say it's great. Congratulations. What's your price? What's your promotions? What's your distribution? And what are your minimums? And you go, no, wait a minute, you don't understand. We're sustainable, we're family-owned, we know our cows, we're rotating our crops, we're cover crops, we're producing green energy. And they're like, great, congratulations, what's your price, what's your promotion, what are your minimums?
The Crave brothers have been in the dairy and cheese business for decades, and George says the next generation is being groomed to take over one of these days.
Farmers and production people that own a business have to always keep that in mind. What's your exit plan? How do you get out of this? You know, you turn around and you look what we have and you're like, okay, now what? How do you get out of this? So you really have to look at consultants and lawyers and accountants and be aware of it. And you can't wait till the last minute. You have to plan 5-10 years ahead of what your exit plan is going to be, because we all have an exit plan if we want to know about it or not.
Learn more at cravecheese.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior...
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.